I called up good friend and avid hunter Scotty Sear and asked him if he had a good story for me. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight, and here is his response.
I can tell you the elk this year, when I skipped the arrow off his back, first arrow, and he didn't go but 10, 15 yards, I missed the first one. It was 50 yards, dead on in a field, and I was just so excited, put the 50-yard pin and zipped one right off the top of his back, and I was thinking, what went wrong? And then I thought to myself, duh, he's downhill. It's a downhill shot. So the arrow's not traveling 50 yards on the horizontal because gravity only acts along the horizontal. When he stepped to about 60, the arrow skipped off his back, stuck in a tree behind him. He actually spun around and looked at the tree where the arrow hit. And then he lopped over a couple leaps and he stopped and he's looking around because there were a couple cows up the hill next to me. Nothing broke. And then I was able to knock another arrow. And at this point, it was game over. That's the one that went maybe 20, 25 yards. And it was over within, I don't know, 10 seconds. He was quartered towards me, looking towards me a little bit. So quartered to, and I double lung, and it was 10 seconds and he fell over. And after I quartered him up and took the first quarter off the hill and ran down, got a bite to eat. And I sent Dave and another friend of mine a picture of the hoofs. And I said, if you want to see the rest of them, you can come pack them out tomorrow morning.
Smart. This is David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. And hey, if you've got a hunting or a fishing story that you'd like to share with all of us, then get in touch with us at aginfo.net.